This is Scott Spears, and it is certainly holiday time. We are just a few days away from the big Christmas holiday, and what would Christmas be without Christmas songs? And there is one Christmas song which everybody loves, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. It debuted in 1958. It has sold over 25 million copies and is the fourth most digital downloaded Christmas single of all time. That is something to behold. And the person who sang that song, who has been performing, is an absolute legend, and I could not be more thrilled to have her on the line today, Brenda Lee. Brenda, oh my goodness, at Christmas, what a time to talk with you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, bless your heart, what a nice intro. Thank you.
Brenda, this song has taken on a life of its own. How did it come to you back in 1958?
Well, it came to me through my producer, the late, great Owen Bradley. And it was written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Holly Jolly Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Just wrote all those songs.
The first time you sang it, what did you think of it?
Oh, my gosh, I'd really... I'd really have to think back on that one because I performed it so many times. I think we always knew it was magical. We just didn't know how magical it was.
You still get out and perform this today. Why do you think people love it so much?
You know, I think when a song is good, it's everything. And that is a good song. I think, you know, that song would have been a hit no matter what. I am just glad that I got it.
When it climbed the Billboard charts, when it came out, were you surprised at all, or did you say, boy, I know this is good?
No, I think we knew the song was special from the get-go. And... you know, I think we knew, and it proved to be right. Owen Bradley was a great song man, and I just think, you know, we all knew what a special song it was.
Brenda, how did you get into the music business?
I started out at a young age, singing in talent shows and things of that sort. And that's basically where it all started.
When did you first become a big star? When did people first start to know about Brenda Lee?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I think I could probably trace it back to my first network television show, which was with Mr. Red Foley and the Ozark Jubilee.
When you look back at your career, what are some of the high points that stick out?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I've been so blessed. They're all high points. I don't care if it was on top of a custard stand at a drive-in, which, trust me, I have played, or the Carnegie Hall, which I've never played. But they're all special because the people make it special.
When you go out and perform today, you're going to be performing this weekend, do you still get excited to go out and perform?
Oh, I do. I love performing. I absolutely love it.
When somebody goes to see a Brenda Lee show, what can they expect? What songs do you perform?
I perform all the ones I hope that they expect to hear, the ones that because of them became popular and became a part of people's lives.
Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree has been around since 1958. When you get up there, do you ever get tired of singing a song like that?
No. You never get tired of singing a good song. Never. And that's why my producer, Owen Bradley, always said, Brenda, be careful of what you choose, because if it's a hit, you're going to be singing it from now on. And God love him, he was right.
Absolutely. It has been a tremendous, tremendous hit. When you turn on the radio and hear that playing, because everybody still plays it, what do you think to yourself?
Yes. I'm flabbergasted. I'm just flabbergasted that this song, you know, has enjoyed the success that it has.
What do you think it is to people who hear it? What appeals, at Christmas time, what do you think about that song appeals to people's families and emotion?
Well, I think it's a happy song, and I think people feel that when they first hear it. It's, of course, a good song, and you can't fool the public. They know a good song when they hear it. So, it just all came together, and I'm just blessed that, like I said, that I had it.
You have worked with so many great people over the years. Who have been some of your favorite people to work with?
Sophie Tucker, Jimmy Durante. Good Lord. I've been so blessed to get starting out so young, to get to work with all these wonderful, wonderful people been blessed to work with.
Working with Jimmy D, what was he like to work with?
Marvelous. He was precious.
You know, Brenda, I was just looking this up. This year on the Billboard charts, it has been number 37. Your song this year is at number 37. It may climb higher before Christmas. Last year it was 27. It peaked there for 3 weeks. Songs just don't do that. My goodness, it's amazing.
No, they don't. And, you know, for that song to still be here 60 years later is a testimony to the wonderful writer Johnny Marks and to the people, like I said, that made it what it is.
What does that song mean to you? What is the meaning of it?
Well, you know, I love the song. I'm always happy to sing it. And it's changed my life in a lot of ways. And it's not a lot of songs, you know, stick around 60 years later. It's just a testimony to the wonderful song that it is.
I know you're still out there all the time performing, and you perform this song even in summer months, but when you perform it at Christmas time, like you will this weekend, is it different to perform it at Christmas?
Oh, yeah. It's always different to perform a song like that at Christmas. It certainly is.
What to you is the best part of Christmas?
Family and Christ and being together, sharing this wonderful time of the year with loved ones, remembering loved ones that are no longer with us, and I think just memory sums it up.
When that song hit the stands back in the 50s, what was it like? It had to have been crazy for you.
Oh, it was. It was just absolutely surreal, and it still is because it's still here. And that's what's so grand about it, that it has withstood the test of time, and audiences are still out there loving it, buying it, and making it the song that it was and is.
Absolutely. How will you be spending Christmas this year?
I'll spend it with my family. I never work on Christmas, ever, never, or leading up to it. I'll spend it with my family, and I'll go to church and count my blessings as I always do, and that's basically how I'll spend it.
What is your second favorite Christmas song?
Oh, my goodness, I couldn't even answer that for you. I love the old standards, Silent Night and all the wonderful old standards that we have to sing. I just love them all.
Absolutely. Are going to play the song. I want to let people know that we are going to hear this great number in just a second. But Brenda, what is your favorite part of that song? Do you have a favorite verse or a favorite part that you like the best?
For Rockin'?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the favorite part is when I sing, voices singing, let's be jolly, and then the audience says, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Absolutely. Brenda, we're going to hear it here in just a moment, but could you give us a little bit of it, a little sound?
Absolutely. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. I said mistletoe hung where you can see if the couple tries to stop. How about that?
That sounds good. I tell you what, let's listen to this, and we'll come back on the other side and finish up. This is a classic. Oh, I hope you enjoy this.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. Have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Oh my goodness, no mystery in why that is such a great song. When you hear that, Brenda, what do you think?
Oh, I just feel so fortunate, so blessed.
Absolutely.
To have had that song in my life and to still be singing it. 62 years later.
You know, Brenda, 60 years from now, that song will still be playing. What do you hope people think about when they hear that song?
I just hope they'll think about me, the writer, Johnny Marks, who wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Holly Jolly Christmas, bunches of Christmas songs. I hope they'll think, you know, of the spirit of what those songs mean, and I'm proud to be a part of their Christmas.
You certainly have become part of the fabric of people's holiday, and so many people have covered that song, but nobody can do it like you, Brenda. It has stood the test of time.
Oh, thank you.
You are a dear lady, and what holiday wish would you like to send to our listeners, people out there listening?
I would like, as trite as it sounds, but in this big old world of ours, we need to love and care and think about each other and each other's well-being. And we come from the most wonderful country in the world, and we are blessed to be here. So we need to act like we're blessed and give thanks where thanks is due.
Brenda, 100 years from now, because you're still out there going strong, how would you like to be remembered?
I would just love to be remembered. I would like to have people say she loved what she did. She honored what she did, and she never gave up. And I'd like for people to remember me and say she did her best.
Brenda Lee, you have no idea, and I just want to let the audience know this. This is how nice Brenda Lee is. We booked this this morning. We're taping this. I won't tell you the day, but we booked this just hours ago, and she was kind enough on her way to a performance to take the time out to speak with us. It has made this Christmas for me, Brenda. To speak to you, it really has made my Christmas.
Oh, thank you, honey, and it's made mine, too. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, and I hope we talk again.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Brenda Lee. Can't go wrong there.